Welcome to the social panel. I hope you enjoy.
Yo. What's happening, man? What's going on with y'all, man? It's been a minute. It's been a coon's age, man. It's been a long time. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. Fuck it. Hey, man. Honestly, man, this is not going to be like, I call this like a surprise episode. I'm going to be honest with you. I might not publish this. Like, nobody might hear this. I don't know. I'm still deciding. I don't know. This is definitely not going on like season 3. I guess I should just call this like a surprise episode. We'll call this like a bonus. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, man, I just want to let you know, guys, bro, like, I ain't abandoned this shit. You know what I'm saying? I have not abandoned this shit. I just been doing a lot of other things. Oh, see, that's my keys. I've been doing a lot of other things. I had big plans for the next season of this shit, and I still have big plans for the next season of this shit, which, you know, season 4 coming soon. I'll give you, you know, maybe I might touch base on that a little bit later. I might not. It just depends on how this goes, what I feel. Once again, I still don't even know if niggas might even hear this. I don't even know, man. I don't know what the fuck am I doing. I don't know. But, you know, either way, y'all are back, man. Welcome to Life's Not That Bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is a podcast that's ever evolving, man. I mean, it started off as the social panel. My intentions were to have a bunch of people on here and have that conversation. But, you know, everybody wanted to listen. Nobody really wanted to be a part of it. And just being Franklin with y'all niggas. Fuck it. But, I ain't even worried about it no more. I turned it into Life's Not That Bad because at that point I said, you know what? You know, I ain't that social, you know, despite what y'all might think. And there's a lot that people don't know about me. There's a lot that I haven't been able to release. You know, it's like, you know, this is my therapy. So I figured that when Life's Not That Bad, I can just speak to things that's going on in the world, going on with myself, going on with people that I know, friends, family, other, you know what I'm saying, things that, you know, are going on around me. You know, to kind of just give it a platform to speak on it, and not only speak on it, but just kind of like round it off to a conclusion of like understanding of like life's not that bad. Regardless of what we bring up, man, you know, we got to try to find the blessings in life. We got to try to find positivity in all of this. And that's what the goal has been. But like I said, you know, like I said earlier, it's ever evolving. And so, like I said, welcome back to Life's Not That Bad, bruh. I'm kind of just giving you a little bit of a bonus episode only because, once again, this is one of my like personal therapies that I like to do. And even with my podcast, I like to give people different perspectives into life and my life. And I don't know, man, I just really find this therapeutic for myself to just be able to speak to it. You know what I mean? Just to be able to speak about certain things, man. And, it's been too long since I've actually talked to you guys, whoever's listening, you know, everybody that's listening out there. Before I even get started, man, I ain't gonna lie, this episode, and I know y'all might hate me for saying this, but this episode isn't structured. I'm gonna be honest with you, it's more random, if anything. I didn't plan it. I'm kind of just going through what I ain't gonna say a midlife crisis. I'm going through a crisis, man. And, I said, you know what, I sat here and I thought about it for a minute, you know, fighting back like emotions and tears and shit like that. And I'm not a bitch, bro. Like, I'm just going to tell y'all that right now, bro. I'm no hoe. I'm not no bitch. You know what I'm saying? You want to prove me wrong, bro? Bro, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not for that. You think I'm pussy, bro? Show me, nigga. Oh, God, nigga. Show me. I'm not it. Never mind. I don't even want to get like that. I'm sorry, bro. Like, what am I even doing? That's petty. Never mind. See? That's why I might not even publish this shit, bro. I'd be all over the place. As you can probably tell, man, I'm spiraling, bro. Like, you know, life's not that bad. But for me, gang, it's getting a little bad, bro. It's getting so bad, my niggas. And it's like, I know, like, a lot of you might think, like, why the fuck would you, you know, if you got a whole platform on trying to be positive, if you trying, like, you know what I'm saying, you got this whole spiel about, like, how life's not that bad despite your problems, you know what I'm saying, why would you even drop an episode like this? And, like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, if you asking that for real, you don't know me at all, but, like, it is a logical question, bro. Like, I don't know why I'm really doing this, bro. I feel like I should give y'all insight to, like, the going, like, you know, into the going through the cross. Like, I want to give y'all insight to shit while I'm in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to be petty, bro. Like, this ain't like back in the day during, like, season one and shit when I was just, like, trying to do this shit and I'm complaining about, like, oh, Best Buy ain't giving me my credit and all this other bullshit and shit like that. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. At that time where I was speaking on certain shit, bro, I stood on what I was saying at that time. But, of course, with time, growth, all of that type of stuff, you're looking at life and a lot of other things a lot differently. You know what I'm saying? And I got to give it to you, bro. Like, these days, man, life has been beating my motherfucking ass, bro. Life has been bad for me because, like, I am struggling. You know what I'm saying? I'm struggling in my life. I'm struggling personally. I'm struggling with my marriage. I'm struggling with my friends. And I'm struggling with my... like my, you know, with my family. I'm struggling with my kids. I'm struggling with so much, and I ain't no bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing that a lot of people don't. I'm not a fucking bitch, bruh. And so it's like, I can't go out like no hoe. I can't spiral. I can't get on social media and be like, oh, I feel like this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna always find a quote that justifies exactly what I'm feeling at the moment, bro. Like, I'm not always trying to, like, I can't go call my mom and dad and be like, ah, oh, this is what I'm going through every time I'm going through something. I can't call my niggas and be like, yo, man, this is what the fuck going on. I can't call no, like, I don't have nobody, bro. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's even times where, like, I know what y'all would say, like, you know what I'm saying? You have, you know, you have your wife, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But it's like, we're going through, you know, like, it's nothing on her, but, like, she got her own shit going on, man. And then we got our own shit going on, man. Like, shit, you know, everybody be talking so much positive shit, bro. And I'm here to tell you on this Life's Not That Bad podcast, it's all easier said than done. And I get kind of sick and tired of these motherfuckers on social media, bro, that be like, you know, that be trying to be false positive. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of reading quotes. I get tired of reading all of this shit because it's like, none of it's really real. Like, I get the purpose of it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, make sure you choose positive. Make you know, when people are getting you new, like, I don't know, I can't recite one because I don't live that life. But, like, bro, it's been heavy. It's been so heavy. And I've been noticing, just looking around, looking at folks, that the people that goes through shit the most are the people that's trying their hardest to be positive. Trying their hardest. Like, I see a lot of women that be on there with the rocks and stones all over the motherfucking place, all these witches and wizards and shit like that doing all of this shit, and they be the most, bro, they be the most depressed ass mother, they be the most hurt, they be the most depressed, they be the ones in all of the drama, they be the most, but they get on Twitter, they'll get on social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and, oh man, you know, peace, I only want peace, I only want love. And this goes for literally everybody. I hate it all. I hate you all. Not literally. I'm sorry. I love y'all guys. But it's like, I hate that people are like that, bro. And I feel like part of this, the reason why I'm doing this episode is because, like, I don't know, man. It's like, in the beginning of this year, and I may have mentioned it on this podcast, you know, maybe last season. And I'm still actually thinking about deleting all of the other episodes, bro, because, like, I think a lot differently now. But, I don't think I will. Never mind. I'm sorry. That was a real threat. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna delete none of that shit. But I think a lot differently from my old episodes, obviously. But I forgot my train of thought. The purpose of all of this in this episode, for real, is just to kind of like, oh, that's what I was saying. I just finished my statement. It's just to just put acknowledgement on a couple of things, you know. And like I was saying, but I forgot. You know, I've said on the episode before on this podcast, I believe, that, like, in the, you know, on the beginning of the year, like, I didn't really want a resolution. Like, I feel like everybody likes to, like, make resolutions. And I was like, I don't really want to do that. But I know one thing that I'm focused on. Like, I know one thing that I know I'm going to apply to myself. I guess that's the same thing as a resolution. I probably said that exact same word on that episode. Wow. Crazy. I'm gonna go back and listen. But I've been real, long story short, I've been real big on acknowledgement, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it was something that I was struggling with personally. I feel like it's something that my family struggles with a lot. It's acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. My family does. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. A lot of my friends don't struggle with acknowledgement because I've cut so many people off that the people that I do like interact with are people that I've known are like truly, truly solid. And I'll speak on that a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? But it's really been on acknowledgement. And with doing that, man, it's been real enlightening. Like, I ain't gonna say enlightening, but like, it's been real. For one, it's been a humbling ass experience, because with acknowledgement, even though you be expecting acknowledgement from everybody else, you know, you owe that as well. And it's been a bitch, but I've been real big on acknowledgement. And with doing so, it's put me in a better space, because it's allowed me to identify a lot of things. It's allowed me to identify what I want in life, who I want to be in life, what I would tolerate, what I won't tolerate. You know what I'm saying? Just I feel like I've set perimeters and things around my life. And there was one point in life, I keep saying in life like y'all. It was one point within this year, like that, you know, I really did, like I got back in church, man. Like, I was really getting it. Like, I got back in church, we was out here getting it. And it was interesting, because I'm, you know, I can't lie, man. You know, I could be on the Jesus commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can testify so many blessings that I've received this year. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't believe. Like, last year, this year, you know what I'm saying? I've went through so much hell, but because I was going through so much hell, when those blessings came through, like they were like punches in the motherfucking face from you know what I'm saying, from Tyson himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can acknowledge and I can tell y'all and I can really testify to the power of God, bro. And I don't give a fuck what you stand for. Like, I respect everybody, but like, if you don't believe in God, fuck you and everything. Like, I don't mean that. It ain't fuck you, but like, if you don't believe in God, you're tripping, bro. Talk to me. Let's have that discussion. You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe in God, you know what I'm saying, you better believe in something. Because like, the life that we live and what we're blessed with, and like, just when you got to give credit to so many small things that I feel like a lot of us overlook. And I feel like that's what's been helping me keep going as of the last year and a half. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking fast because my mind's racing. I'm gonna try to slow down, so these pauses are gonna be slow. Like, you know, just bear with me, God. Like, I got a lot going on. Dog, look, I struggle with myself personally, bro, because at one point in time, I felt like I had a connection with God, that like, I understood what would make a guy. There's at one point in time I felt like I understood what would make a guy stand in the middle of like New York Times Square and tell like and yell at the world like, y'all need to repent, y'all need to follow God, y'all need to, like, you know, there's, oh my God, I used to look at people like that and just be like, oh damn. But it's like, with the blessings that I've been receiving and like the messages that I've been getting and how it's been applying with my life, and this is not even with me like reading the Bible. And that's why I know shit's real, because like, I'm not studying the Bible, bro. I'm still conflicted a little bit with the actual Bible itself, only because of like, I ain't gonna get into that with y'all. I get into it with my friends and individuals if they ask, but like, I ain't gonna go into that here. But like, it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't read the Bible, but I go to church. Like, I was at church, which, you know, obviously they read the scripture anyway, but you know. But with going to church, I also tell you that I went to a lot of different types of churches. Like, you know, you can actually say that I was searching. I was trying to find where I fit in. Like, I'm trying to find a community for myself. Now, I grew up in a Baptist church, you know what I'm saying? It was Fifth Street Baptist Church, I believe, out there in Richmond, you know what I'm saying? And, it, you know, I, you know, Christian, you know, all that kind of thing, and where the preacher's yelling and loud and shit like that. But like, you know, I also want to say, on the same time, I got family members, you know, that's real close to me, that a Jehovah's Witness. You know, my in-laws are a witness, and I used to be like, y'all wildin', you know what I'm saying? Because those used to be them niggas that used to be at the door. But, you know, I've sat down and had that logical discussion with them. I've heard their views. I've wondered, what gives y'all the passion to be talking to people the way y'all do? Because, like, you're not, y'all be mad confident. You just be like, yeah, y'all niggas are sure. Like, yeah, this shit is about to be over. Like, this all this? Yeah, this world about to be done, bro. Like, y'all are wildin', you know what I'm saying? Any day now. Like, and they be talking crazy. And I just be like, what gives you that confidence? And I just remember speaking with my aunt, you know, my Aunt Kay. And she helped me the most because she was able to, like, you know, she was more open to just kind of having that discussion. Like, she knew, like, this nigga retarded. So, like, let me bust it down for him. Let me get him right. And she gave me some dope perspectives as far as, like, how they looked at it and stuff. And it made it, like, I was like, damn, I understand why somebody would follow that. You know what I'm saying? You know, obviously, you know, growing up in Christianity, you know, in that Baptist church or whatever, like, you know, obviously, I'm used to that. I get why they follow that. You know, you're talking about the story of Jesus and stuff like that. There was these Mormons that came to my door, bro. I even listened to what they had to say. We went to their church, too. Hey, that shit was whack, gang. I ain't got no disrespect to the Mormons, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no disrespect. Like, I rock with them because they good people, bro. But the shit was whack, nigga. It was whack, dog. It was whack. Bro, they songs, whack. The ceremony, I mean, the whole thing, whack. Kids was running around, whack. Nigga, like, bro, it was, I don't even want to get into it because I am getting disrespectful. I'm sorry. But, like, that shit was whack. Maybe I need to try a different one. And if there's a Mormon in here that's going to be like, yo, that was mad disrespectful. If your shit lit, let me know. I want to know, bro. Like, I swear to God, I will go. Because I ain't, like, what I experienced, bro, whack. Once again, no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? But I say, sorry, I got sidetracked, but I say all of that to say, man, like, I've been searching, you know, and, like, during that time, man, I was, like, I felt like I was learning so much, and honestly, from so many different religions, that it was, like, I found myself asking, like, what, you know, how do I know which one is right, and regardless of what that answer is, I just was feeling so good, and I was, like, you know, I get it now. Like, I understand why somebody would spend their life seeking and dedicating to a higher cause, bro. Like, you'd be ignorant to think that alone you're doing this. You'd be ignorant to think that science is responsible for everything around us. Like, you're ignorant. And I just want to say that, y'all. I just want to give a little segment to that because, like, I'm about to get real depressing on y'all niggas real quick. But I want to say that because this is the thing. You know, everything that I'm telling you, and as far as, like, just with my blessings and stuff, like, even with me having a son, bro, like, for those who know, yo, I got 3 daughters, and I just got my son. Nigga, a win is a win. You understand me? I'm done. I get both of these nuts donated. I don't give a fuck. But, like, I still won't. You know, I don't know. I mean, I will, like, if they paying, but, like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done, but, like, I need to get a vasectomy, for real, but the thought of somebody snipping my nuts is just terrifying. Like, everybody to be like, oh, I've done it, ain't that bad. And I know I need to do it, because, like, 5 kids, like, that's a stretch. But, like, gang, like, not my nuts, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, y'all just niggas, you know, watch out, nigga. You know, keep that pull-out game, you better watch out, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just being ignorant. Anyway, but, you know, I had a son, bro. Like, I have a son. Like, I feel like my life is complete, you know what I'm saying? And you know, in a certain way, like, I feel like, but, like, I finally got me a son. I got me a little homie, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I got to win. I don't give a fuck, bro. I got a son. I got so much to teach him. I got so much to show him. I just got so much, like, I just got to be a little homie, bro. And I don't even give a fuck what happens, bro. Like, I don't care how he turn out. My friends be talking so much shit, like, oh, he around all these girls. What if he gay? You know, what if he gay? Man, look. Like I said, a win is a win. I got a son, all right? I'm not playing these fucking games. So, like, I just, man, like, they, you know, all of these and everything that I've told you before as far as just, like, the micro blessings that I've had, like, just, you know, I'm not going to go into all of it because, like, you know, that's just going to take up too much time. But I want to say, bro, like, sometimes it does help to change your perspective and understand that, like, you know, we are blessed, and this is not of our own doing. And sometimes we do need to let go and trust the process, bro, because we are not, you know, this life isn't designed for us to do it on our own. Everybody want to be a real nigga so bad. Everybody want to be the best of the best. They want to do things on their own, 10 toes down by myself. But that shit is not really realistic. And you really get nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I just, you know, keep God close, man. Whoever your God is, keep him close. Keep him close. Pray. And have faith. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to y'all, but I'm also talking to myself, because these are the things that I have to remind myself to be okay. Because once again, y'all, I'm struggling, man. Like, I'm struggling, dog. I can't, you know, part of this episode was meant for me to be able to explain my pain. Before I even turn this mic on, man, I'm sitting here like fighting back tears, sitting here like trying, you know, smoking, trying to get over shit. Cause I ain't no bitch. I'm like, why am I feeling emotion right now? That's whack. But like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting here just feeling all of these things. And I know I'm hard on myself. I know I'm hard on myself, man. But I'm struggling, bro. I'm a walking statistic, y'all. Like, I look in the mirror, bro, and don't recognize who the fuck I am. It scares me. Because who the fuck can I be if I'm not right with myself, man? Like, if I can't get my shit together, I don't know why I'm like this, bro. If I can't get my shit together, who can I be for Tim, for my kids, for my son, for my family? Ones that struggle as well. It kills me because, like, I have so much knowledge. I have so much love, knowledge to offer. And it's like, when I hear anybody else going through some things, it's crazy how I feel like a vessel of God and how I can change people's perspectives. And I owe that to my stepfather. My stepfather is my father, bro. You know what I'm saying? I owe it to that man because, for one, raising me was nothing that he got credit for. He didn't have to do none of that. He held me down with no certificate, no reward, nothing in return. Nothing in return, gang. It takes a real fucking nigga to do that shit, man. And I'll let you know right now, bro, just because I'm thinking about it, bro. Like, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Motivate Brian, if you listening to this, bro, keep on keeping on, bro. Keep on keeping on, dog. Keep on, bro. Stay motivated, bro. Who you are right now, bro, is somebody to look up to. And I don't believe, bro, believe that. Believe that, bro. You, bro, like, my whole life I looked up to you, dog. Because you were the only male in our family. And even now, you're so hard on yourself, just like I am. But, dog, even now, while you going through whatever it is that you're going through, bro, you're still an inspiration to me and so many others, bro. We don't talk like that. People don't talk like that. Our family doesn't talk like that. And that's our problem. That's part of the reason I feel the way I do. You feel the way you do. A lot of us feel the way we do. But, bro, you are a walking motivation for everybody. And the same way Kyle made, like, you know, my father, Kyle, made an impact in my life, bro. You have that same power. You have that same power. And you know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to just leave it at that. Just, you know, I just had that thought. And I just wanted to, I don't even know if you'll hear this. I don't even know if I'll publish it, bro. But, you know, when I was saying too much, bro, fuck what you tell yourself, bro. I need you on your shit. I need you. I need you on your shit, bro. Because I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. But, hey, man, like, I need you. I need more examples of real leadership. You know what I'm saying? This life shit hard, bro. I struggle with my kids. I got 3 girls and 1 boy. These kids don't fucking respect me. These kids don't respect me. They don't care about fucking shit. They don't care about shit. And I know this is the part where it sounds so funny to, you know, parents that are like, you know, my parents will hear this and laugh. When do you take me seriously? I get it. But they don't give a fuck about nothing. And it hurts me because it's like, they don't talk to me. They don't let me try to be there for them. And I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I did to make them feel this way. I don't know what I did to make them feel like they can't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that they can't tell me what's on their mind. They struggle too, bro. Like, if y'all noticed in the world that we live in, bro, why the fuck are these kids so sad? They get sad younger and younger and younger. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we've done, me, Tiffany, you know, shit ain't perfect with nothing, but it's like, we've busted our ass to make sure that these kids have everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got cell phones. We got that bomb ass internet. I got PS5s, PS4s, PS3s, PS2s, PS1s, desktops, laptops. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got everything. Ring lights. I got every karaoke's, fog machines, hue lights for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've done everything that we possibly could to give them a life so that they would never understand or never see a struggle that we did. And that's probably our fucking problem. But they don't appreciate nothing. They don't care for nothing. And it's like, they don't think like they, and it's like, for some reason, like, we're not worthy of just even a conversation to let us know how they're feeling and what they're got going on. I don't know how to do this shit, bro. Like, all of that, like, I've given them so many iterations of myself. I used to, you know what I'm saying? I talk, you know, I mean, best believe their mom, she'll talk to them, give them that reason, give them that soft touch, that, you know. And then she started using me as the, like, you know, using me as the, all right, don't make me get your dad. Now it's like, you can get your dad and I can get my women. They just don't give a fuck. And they're doing things that are, like, harming their health. And they're doing things that are putting them in danger. And they're doing things that are, like, just borderline disrespectful, that just goes against the rules of what we've set in the routine of our day-to-day life. And it's like, why? What is the reason? Like, I don't know. I'm just rambling. But it's like, what is the reason? I mean, I think back to me, myself as a kid, and even my sisters. And what scares me is who I was as a kid. Because one thing about my parents, bro, is that they didn't tell me how much I was. Like, they did. Well, I can't say that. I was on punishment a lot. I got my ass whooped a lot. But, like, especially as I got older, they really didn't. Like, my pops didn't tell me how much my actions were affecting the family until, like, he had to literally throw it in my face in the midst of an argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing things that affected our whole household. And niggas didn't even feel needed to tell me, bro. Like, I didn't even know. And, like, these kids are doing things, like, and these are, and it's like, we're in the world now where kids are being taken. One of us have to be there when they get off the bus, and they both got cell phones. They both can FaceTime us. But we have to be there because one incident, one snatch and grab, what the fuck is niggas gonna do? Everybody's in on this shit. Let's really talk about it. They don't really understand the concept, like, I mean, the gravity of why niggas say what we say, why we're implementing stuff. These motherfuckers are sick every week. Every week somebody's throwing up. Somebody got a fever of 103. Somebody's got something going on. I'm wondering what the fuck is going on. I'm renting Kirby's. I'm shampooing carpets. I'm cleaning walls. I'm scrubbing. I got air purifiers. I'm changing filters out of the AC unit. I'm giving it my old, you know, my old school scrub down. I'm doing all of the things that I can. But it seems like everybody's always getting sick. Now it's summertime now. These motherfuckers ain't going nowhere. They don't deserve it. What the fuck is they getting sick for? Bruh. I opened it. Never mind. I don't even want to talk about it. I found out why. And it could have all been avoided. With communication. I had to ask them, when is the last time I gave y'all a whooping, bro? Like, when's the last time I whooped y'all? I allowed us all to sit here in silence for like 5 to 10 minutes. Everybody had to think of the last time. And I said, exactly. What makes you think that when we talk? You know what I'm saying? Because even if I ain't whooped you in a while, I don't mean that y'all ain't pissed me off. So if it's like, you know that your consequence is not a lash, what is stopping you from talking to me? Like, talk. What is going on? I don't know what I've done, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. And it's like, I just take it personally, bro. And I probably shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is probably how my pops felt, how my moms felt. I don't know. This is probably how most parents feel at a certain period of time, but it's killing me because it's like I'm getting hit from all angles. And of course, I just need to be okay. I just need to be okay. I mean, regardless of what the fuck I'm going through, I got to get over it. You know, man, this is the closest that I've come to like being on social media complaining. And it's only because, dog, the only reason why I'm talking to y'all, bro, is because I have to. I have to, bro. I have to talk to y'all, man. I have to talk to y'all. I have to just say it. It's not even that I'm talking to y'all, bro, because y'all niggas don't talk back. It's just, I just got to say it out loud, bro. And I got to put it out there regardless of how y'all feel about it, how y'all judge me, how y'all feel like y'all might have a solution to my life, or how you feel like, oh, if I was you, I would have did it. Man, fuck all of that. I just have to say it because I know there's somebody out there. And I don't even know what my solution is. I'm going to say that before I even finish my statement. I don't know what my solution is. Everything that I'm telling y'all, bro, I'm still processing because I'm still feeling these emotions raw. And I don't know what the solution is. But I'm telling y'all because I know there's fucking somebody. I know that what I know I'm not alone. I know. I just feel this way. Like, I just know that, you know, we don't have a community where we can go through things in crisis. Every time you see these little clips on Facebook, every time you see these little clips on TikTok, every time you see shit going on, bro, like everybody seem to always got it figured out. And it's like every time somebody makes a mistake, they treat them like Kanye. Everybody that speaks up has to be perfect. Well, the purpose for this episode is because, bruh, in this life, bruh, I'm struggling and this shit is beating my ass. And I'm still figuring it out. Nothing I say is perfect. Shit that I feel differently and think differently from, you know, 6 months from now. And that's what real fucking human beings do. So my goal with all of this is never to been structured, never to been, oh, perfect on the schedule, never to been all professional. It's just to give you, this is real fucking life. I got to go to work. Niggas is struggling. Niggas is tired. Like, this is real fucking life, bro. I don't give a fuck about fame, all that shit like that. I just want to be comfortable. I just want to be happy, bro. I just want to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just know that there's people out here that like, I just know there's people out here that feel me, bro. But it's like, especially as men, like, we don't get that privilege of being able to just reach out to our fellow people, bro, and just be like, dog, I'm hurting. You know what I'm saying? I'm hurting, bro. Because if you call me a bitch, I'm going to blow your fucking face off, bro. Because I have to overcompensate because you making me feel like a hoe. And that's how it's going to go. That's the nigga moment of 2023. You know what I'm saying? That's really how it is for most of us. Niggas is really hurting out here, bro. Overcompensating just to be heard, just to feel better. Man, bro. I don't know, man. I'm hurting, bro. In a lot of different aspects. Kids don't fucking give a fuck about shit. Disrespecting the fuck out of me, bro. Making me feel like shit. Just hurting me, bro. I don't even be mad no more. I just be sad as a bitch. Because I just be wondering, like, what does it take? You know what I'm saying? What does it take, bro? You know, when it comes to my friends don't do nothing to me. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate myself because I feel like I don't measure up to them. You know, I overcompensate with my friends a lot, too. I would do anything and everything for them because they don't know how much they help me, man. I wish I could be more for them. Should I say emotionally? Should I say? You know, my friends that I have now are the friends that have made me feel cozy. You know, like, give me the confidence to talk to y'all the way I'm talking to y'all. I've had this podcast for a minute. I have been vulnerable a couple of times with y'all. But, like, my friends that I have now, my brothers, the people that, you know, the people that I surround myself now, you know, I feel like I'm finally getting it right a little bit. You know what I'm saying? On that aspect. But it scares me because it's like, now I feel like, once again, I'm out of my league. I don't measure up because I'm conflicted. Everybody tells you to be success, you need to go. You need to be around success. To be successful, you need to be around success. You know, if you want to be, you know, if you want, you know, you want to be good in life, you know what I'm saying? You need to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. And I got people that are just so much more emotionally intelligent than I am. And I love it. Because it lets me know that, bro, like, wow, like, why am I, like, who am I, like, what am I doing this for? And it does remind me, and it humbles me and tells me that, like, yeah, it makes me realize that, yes, I am being too hard on myself. And it is okay to express yourself. It's just that, once again, I don't have that community. And it's like, I don't want to burden them. Like, I know, and if my friends do listen to this, and my brothers, if y'all do listen to this, bro, like, I'm sorry I'm like this, because there has been times where, like, y'all would ask me what's up, or y'all would say something, and it would cause me to, like, spill my issues at that moment, and I realized that I've been talking for 15 minutes with no interruption, and I'd be like, bro, I'm sorry, I didn't even mean to vent to you like that. You said something, I kept, and they were like, bro, you know I'm always there to listen. And then I don't know why I always feel like a new breath of fresh air when I hear that, but for some reason it doesn't sink in. It always warms my heart. I love y'all for that, because y'all always make me feel like it's okay, bro. Like, but for some reason, like, my heart feels like it's okay, but my brain doesn't want to believe it. I'm just so stuck in the prepared for, like, I'm so stuck in, I guess, like, I ain't gonna say fight or flight, because I ain't running from shit, but it's like I'm so stuck in fight mode, trying to fix something, trying to like prepare for the worst. I'm in protection mode because I got so much to lose, because I care about so much, you know what I'm saying? As much as my middle fingers is up, you know what I'm saying, I got love and care for so much. A lot of the reason why I'm not social is because I don't have the energy to feel other people's energy. You know what I'm saying? When people understand how I'm coming, bro, and what I offer, bro, people come to me with their problems. And I expect that in a sense, but it's like, I'm not in a place with myself to be able to recharge your battery or give you or to help you as much when it's like, I'm dying. The only thing keeping me alive is knowing that suicide hurts. Oh, I should have said that, but I don't care. Fuck it. I know suicide hurts. I got a son now. I got these little kids, and I just pray that, you know, things will change. I have to have faith. I have to have faith. When it comes to my relationship, man, my pops always told me, you know, it takes a lot and it takes a long time, a lot and a long time to merge two different lifestyles together. We're working on it, you know? That's all I can say. We're working on it. I'm not in a position to, I'm not in a position to speak on that, but like, if I'm gonna speak on that, I'd rather let her speak on that. Well, I will say this, man. I struggle with my relationship because one thing that I can say is that I'm not emotionally available for shit. I'm not. I feel a lot, but I'm just not emotionally available. And that makes me so trash, bro. I, you know, one of my biggest fears in my relationship is that some romantic ass nigga is gonna come and sweep her ass off her feet, bro. They will float that little bitch away from me, bro. And you know why? Because of the simple fact that she just begs for me to be there in that way. Like, to make her feel like everything will be okay. Like, as far as like holding her hand, kissing her like that, giving, you know, whispering them sweet nothings. And I don't give her that. I can't. I don't know how to give that part of myself away like that. I can't. And it's not like it's a her problem, because there's not a bitch on this green earth that can say, yeah, I got that. Who? Come forth. Like, nobody. And I hate that for myself, and I hate that for her, because I understand how that destroys her. But, strong but, I don't like this bitch, bro. I love her to death. She my rib. I don't like that bitch, bro. And I only say that just to be real with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't think nothing of it. You get what I'm saying? This is just barbershop talk. Like, I don't like that bitch, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't telling you nothing I ain't saying in her face. So we ain't pillow talking either. I don't like that bitch. I love her to death. That's my rib. I jump in front of a bullet and I'll send that bullet for her. But I don't like her right now. And it ain't even entirely her fault. It's just, life's a bitch, bro. And like, I have my own flaws. She has her own flaws. You know, she was raised so different than I am. You know, she a little white girl from, you know, she a little spoiled white girl. And I'm a, you know, I'm a, I'm a fucking weirdo. That's what I am. I'm a fucking weirdo, bro. And so it's like, I ain't even gonna act like I'm some shit, because like, I can only imagine like her looking at me from her eyeballs, like what I am and what I look like or something like that. I don't even, oh, that's terrifying in itself. But like, two different lifestyles, bro, you know what I'm saying? And it's really conflicting, and it's like, it's so conflicting, and it's like, we both have a lot to lose and a lot on the line. So it's just, it's a push and pull, and it's heavy. And it's like, regardless of what we do, where we go with this, like, it's so much to lose. It's so much at stake. So, that's that. Moving on. Family. You know, with my family, it's just inspiration. It's just inspiration. My family, I love my family to death. I love my family to death. And honestly, bro, I'm gonna just say this. I'm so proud of my family. I'm proud of everybody in my family. I'm proud of everybody. I'm proud of my little sister. You know, she's making a life for herself. She's traveling. She's working. She's so independent. It's so inspiring. She don't fuck with none of us for real. And I respect it. I'm proud of my other little sister. You know what I'm saying? Thing too. She's just so inspiring, so bougie, so unapologetic. She's been through so much, and she's one of the strongest people I know. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so proud of my mother. I'm just, girl, you just do your thing, man. You just keep going. You do your thing. And I love that you chose happiness. And I'm proud of my aunt. She's declaring her happiness. She declaring that shit. She putting her fucking foot down. She's standing on that hill. She gonna get her respect. She deserve it. She's not settling for less. You get that. And we gonna stand on that. And we are with you regardless of what you wanna do. We with you. So, you know what I'm saying? We ain't settling for nothing but perfect. Y'all queens, we ain't settling for nothing less. And I'ma just say that I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, just being true to yourselves and demonstrating that, you know, choosing happiness is sometimes hard, but also necessary, because to see y'all go through what y'all went through, you know, better late than never, but to see you go through what you went through and to see the bounce back and also see how much more beneficial, you know, things are on the other side just gives me, you know what I'm saying, just tells me that, like, you know, as long as you have the right tribe around you, everything will be okay regardless of what goes on. As long as you have God in the right tribe, you will be okay. And so y'all are my inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Brian, you're my inspiration. Ebony, you are an inspiration. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna speak on Ebony just a little bit. You know, this is one of the realest niggas I know. She was like me, smoker, drinker. She was getting lit all the time. Y'all see her on Facebook, those who know me, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was just wild. She was respectful, but she was just wild. You know what I'm saying? And like, just like that, you know what I'm saying? She's always been religious, but she finally decided to, like, you know, she finally decided to do something, like to dedicate a, a lot of times I ask people, like, you know what I'm saying, that call themselves religious and stuff, and I'd be like, you know, what did you do for God? Like, if you died today, you know, and you're talking to God, and God asked you, like, you know, what did you do for me? Yeah, you was at church. Yeah, you prayed. I heard the prayers. But, like, how did you live your life? What did you do in your life that you did solely for me? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people would struggle with that answer or wouldn't realize that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just would struggle. And for her, she can proudly say, you know what I'm saying? And we can, as her family, can vouch. Like, you know, she went through some shit. She prayed and wondered, like, why is my life not going through this? And, you know, with her conversation with God, you know, it came to, hey, man, like, this is what it is. These vices that you're using, bro. Like, if you're seeking me, you're on my path. Come, you know, I'm all you need. And gang, she did the impossible, bro. And I used to always think that, like, you know, there's been plenty of times I've said, oh, I'm gonna stop doing this. You know, a lot of people around me have said I've stopped doing that and stuff like that. And you want to give them the respect. But at the end of the day, you wait. And she's been so consistent. You know what I'm saying? She's just been so consistent. And I'm just so proud of her, bro. And it's like, And I just want to say that to you, Ebony, if you ever do listen to this, you know what I'm saying? Which I doubt you will, because once again, I may not ever record. I mean, I may not ever publish this. It is 3:41 in the morning, and this is already 44 minutes long. I'm just venting, but I'm so proud of y'all. I'm proud of my, you know what I'm saying? And I just want y'all to know, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the inspirations, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm just like, I look at my kids' faces and say, yeah, they don't respect me. They don't give a fuck about what, you know, how I feel or nothing like that. But I love them to death, man. You know what I'm saying? And like, even with my son, like, I love them to death and they keep me going. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, Tiff, I have to lead by example. That's what keeps me going with that. I have to lead by example. You know what I'm saying? She teaches me a lot, but I have to lead by example. So it's like, I'm just, you know, like I said, that's a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? But I've dedicated my life to this path, man. Like, I've dedicated my life to it. So when things happen, especially, things just affect me a little bit differently, man. And it's like, I know I'm paraphrasing. I might not even be making a lot of sense, y'all, because I'm trying to give people proper respects. I'm trying to give things proper respects. I'm trying not to talk down on nothing like that. And I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just venting, bro. I just want to be better. I want to measure up. I want to love myself. I want to stop being hard-headed. I want to do so much. And I just don't understand how I can be that person for everybody else, but can't be that person for myself. And I hate that about myself. And it's like, if I lost it all, you know, if Tiffany decided, I don't even want to be with you no more. If that was the reason, I couldn't even say nothing, bro. If she left me today and said, dear, honestly, I don't see us going anywhere. Because I can't see you genuinely loving me, especially while you don't love yourself. What the fuck can I say about that? And she got fears I'ma leave her. Man, bro. People don't know what niggas be going through, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I just wish I had a tribe, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like what I'm trying to build, really. And it's like, once again, I'm my own issue. I just gave you 4 to 5 key people that are in my life, that are the most important people in my life, that are my tribe. And I've never given them a chance like that. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this shit up, man. The reason why, once again, but I will say this. I'm gonna wrap this up and I'll say this. First things first, I know this shit sounds all fucked up. I know I sound very emotional. I know this shit sounds kind of crazy, but know this. Life's not that motherfucking bad, my niggas. Life's not that bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting help. I'm in therapy. And the good thing about therapy is that it's taught me that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of this is a choice. And a lot of the times, the things that we go through is a pattern. You know what I'm saying? Emotional responses, all of this stuff is a pattern. And it takes a lot, and it takes, you know what I'm saying? It's going to feel weird when you finally decide to go left instead of right. And so, like, it is a choice a lot of the times. And, you know, and you can't trust your head a lot of the times as well. Seek help with people, you know, talk, build a tribe, talk to people. Because here's the thing, the same mindset that I have you feeling like you better than everybody else, that I have you cocky, feeling like you that nigga, you that bitch, it's the same mindset that'll drag you to the pits of hell. And you know what I mean. I don't want nobody to sit here and try to act like, oh, my mind don't bring me down. Yeah, that overcompensation is exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? The same mind that I have you up here is the same high, you know, my hands up like y'all see that shit. But the same, you know what I'm saying, the same mindset, and this is your mind, your brain, that'll put you in the, you know what I'm saying, put you on cloud nine, be the same one that'll drag you to hell. So like, you know what I'm saying? You have to be strong enough to make, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, to separate the two. Like, I mean, well, I ain't gonna say separate the two. You just gotta be strong enough to help yourself, to pull yourself up, to remind yourself of the blessings that you do have in life and understand that life is not that bad. Sometimes when I find myself going through it, you know what I'm saying? And I find myself can't, you know, I'm not sleeping at night and insomnia and this, that, and the third. And I got these thoughts hitting my head and stuff like that. Go stand on your front porch. especially when the sun about to come up or it's early in the morning. Hear the birds chirp. Feel that difference in air from outside versus inside. That real oxygen. Hearing the birds chirp, the bugs burp, you know, the bugs buzzing, you know, and shit like that. Really think about what really matters in life, bro. Like, we are alive, and this shit, or this beautiful thing around it, like this life, this earth, this shit around us, bro. We got to start looking at life in a different perspective and a different, you know, from a different lens. And for me, you know, it's been so hard, bro. But life's not that bad, bro. I'm still blessed. I mean, I can, all of the things that I've said, at the end of the day, my kids are alive. We are maintaining. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be okay, bro. We're getting out the bottom. You know what I'm saying? We are getting the help. You know what I'm saying? In all aspects of the farm. We're forming new plans. We're just doing things. I'm just, you know, my cup is full. That's all it is. So it's like, don't get me wrong. Everything's always about perspective. And you got to remind yourself, it's all about perspective. And things are temporary. You know, don't take the things that you're going through right now, stack them all up over yourself and say, man, you want your life to be over. Because that's what I was feeling like about 30 minutes ago before I started this episode. Y'all really don't know how this is therapy for me, because talking to y'all, and just talking out loud, it just helps me, because then I get to remind myself, like, bro, I got my boy, I got kid, you know what I'm saying? And I still got a chance to turn this around. All I have to do is keep choosing happiness and just keep trying. I can't give up in none of these aspects of my life. I cannot keep getting up. I mean, I can't give up. I have to keep pushing. I have to keep pushing, and I have to keep pushing, and I have to keep pushing. And at the end of the day, who knows? Just like the father, just like the man that raised me, you may never get a certificate. You may never even get a proper thank you. But at the end of the day, so what? So fucking what? That's what our job is. That's what it is. That's what it's about. Welcome to being a man. Welcome to being a household. Like, welcome to being, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to being a man, bro. And for you women out there, man, like, just keep on keeping on. Just choose happiness. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women aren't, just choose happiness for everybody. It's so easier said than done. So, like, please don't, like, talk shit. Like, because I know what you're saying right now. Like, man, what you talking about? But, like, dead ass, choose happiness. Give yourself grace. Give people grace. Put yourself above bullshit. Allow yourself to be okay. Tell yourself it's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to manifest some shit. Well, just manifest a fucking good day. You know what I'm saying? Every day is always programmed for some shit to happen for us. But life's not that bad, man. And it's like, we're in charge of that. We're in control of that. So, you know, with every episode, regardless of what's going on, man, y'all have to be reminded, life's not that bad. Choose God. Choose love. Choose happiness. And also, I'll say that for next episode. But, like, just choose love, man. You know what I'm saying? But with that, bro, look, I thank y'all. I genuinely thank y'all. This has been a long one. I'm about, what, 52, 53 minutes in. You know, if y'all made it this far, I genuinely thank you. Because once again, ain't no reward for this shit. You know what I'm saying? I hope that just me being vulnerable and just me telling you the shits while I'm still going through the shits, you know what I'm saying, just kind of resonates with you to understand that, like, you don't have to be perfect. Niggas ain't got a lot to kick it. Niggas ain't got a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I hate the fact that even with this, like, podcasting space and, like, with this media space, everybody's always trying to put on their best face, and all of that shit fake. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, a lot of people won't hear this, but I love y'all, man. And I just want to give y'all the rawest form of real life. And I want to let y'all also know, man, season 4 is coming soon. We're transitioning into YouTube. And I might still do Spotify, because I do fuck with Spotify low-key. I'm actually pre-recording some episodes and stuff, and we're going to change the format a little bit. But, you know, I got a couple of surprises, man. I appreciate y'all sticking with me. And I do genuinely thank y'all for those who stuck around this far. Like I said, just talking to y'all has made me feel better. And I just want to say, I'm going to get out this car. I'm going to turn this mic off. And I don't have a solution. I don't. I ain't got a plan. I don't know what I'm going to do. But the fact that I was just able to speak to y'all, say it all out loud, and just kind of remind myself of some of the blessings that I do have, and talk to y'all and kind of be therapy for y'all, help me as well. And so I do encourage y'all to reach out to me, you know what I'm saying, DMs, Facebook, threads, Instagram, whatever. And just, if y'all do hear this, you know, give me your thoughts, just to know that I just want to know y'all are listening. You know what I'm saying? That, like, if this hit you or resonate with you, bro, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, it'll mean a lot to me, because like, I ain't gonna say it took a lot for to do this episode, but I'm not gonna lie, this is one of the most important episodes I've ever dropped, because I was literally sitting here dying, bro, trying not to cry and die, and like, out of nowhere, I just decided, this is it, this is a moment where, like, this is what they need, like, I ain't gonna say this is what they need to see, like, this is, I won't think in, like, in my times of turmoil, like, this is for the people, but, like, it was just, like, I was just, like, bro, I don't know what else to do, and, like, bless Tiffany Hart, she tried, she told me, you want to sit outside, you want to go take a drive, you want to go back to your friend's house, you want to do this, then the third, I'm just, like, no, I just want to die and cry, bro, but, like, talking to y'all, just talking. I could have did this with Tiffany here. I don't know. I feel ashamed. But once again, more of a reason of why I'm fucking, you know, like I said, bro, I don't like myself as shit. Like, again, bro, I be doing a lot of stupid shit, man, and I'm not a proud of it. But I'm a work in progress, man. My mind raised Jesus, man. So don't be too hard on yourselves like I am on myself, bro. We ain't supposed to be perfect. We only human. But definitely communicate with me, because at the end of the day, if I had it my way, I'd like to create a tribe. I'd like to have people that I know have the right intentions and are just pure hearted, where we can just, you know what I'm saying, uplift each other and just, you know what I'm saying, and just talk, you know what I'm saying, what people are going through, just to listen and just be there for each other in times of turmoil, you know what I'm saying. I don't gotta know you, we ain't gotta be friends, and I feel like that's definitely a special bond within that, because, you know, you definitely getting real ass advice when nobody has that attachment to anybody in the situation. So it's like, definitely don't hesitate, man. I mean, if you need the info, I know you can comment on these episodes and stuff like that, but hit me up, man. You know what I'm saying? My Insta is Black Excellence. I think that's my fucking Twitter as well. I don't know. My Facebook is Dierre Blevins. My Snapchat is, I think, Black Excellence, I think as well. My Threads is the same as my Instagram. Just, y'all know, just if you can, hey, if you want to, reach out, bro. Once again, I do want to hear from somebody, because I just want to know this touched and helped somebody. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I ain't gonna beat a dead horse, man. I love y'all. I thank y'all for making it this far. This is just a little surprise episode. Season 4 on the way. I'll see y'all soon. Go on.